A little less successful than that. I think the expectations nationally are much higher than they should be by one or two games. I have the Jaguars going 7-9. This is as much as they don't want to say it, this is a 5-year build because they basically inherited an expansion team here in 2013, and they've made strides. They've had a couple of good drafts. They've spent some money. But when they play Green Bay on Sunday, they're playing a new left tackle, a new left guard, a new center, and also two rookie pass rushers. So there's going to be transitions, and there's going to be a new play caller on defense. So I just think there is too many holes on this roster for them to win a division.
So how does that, young offensive line, they got to protect Blake Bortles, who's obviously making great strides in his career. Is there a concern there that's going to be a problem with Blake?
Well, there should be. this group has played 23 snaps together, all against Cincinnati in the third preseason game. Kelvin Beachum, the new left tackle, is coming off an ACL injury. He was with Pittsburgh last year. Luke Jokel, former second overall pick, he's moved inside from left tackle to left guard. Brandon Linder's moved from right guard to center. So I think this group has some talent. It's a matter of, okay, when Green Bay runs its first third down twist, who's going to pick up who? So I think that's what's going to be the big concern is, do they have their communication down so they can pick up different looks with the protections?
What has been, in your mind, the biggest thing for Blake Bortles to get, to keep on progressing? He obviously had his rookie lumps in 2014, had an excellent season last year. What's been the difference for him?
A couple things. One is he's really clicked with Greg Olsen, the coordinator, and Nate Hackett, the quarterback coach. I mean, they have been on the same page pretty much since early last year, so that always helps a young quarterback because when you feel you can trust the guy who's calling the plays. And then the emergence of Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. Those are guys that can win 50-50 passes. Those are guys that can get open against pretty much anybody. So you have those comfort areas there where you can throw a pass into coverage and those guys are going to pick it up. So big steps for Blake last year. The next step this year is cutting down on those 18 interceptions.
Mm-hmm. It is 718 Sports Radio, 107.5, 1400 Defend. We're talking with Ryan O'Halloran of the Florida Times Union, Packers and Jaguars, to kick off the 2016 NFL season on Sunday. You talked about the two wide receivers there, Ryan, Hurns and Robinson. What about the tight end Julius Thomas? He missed a couple of games last year, came over from injury. You acquired him from the Denver Broncos, I guess, as a free agent, but where does he factor into this offense? Has he been fully acclimated in after missing some time?
I think they've kept Thomas under wraps in the preseason. They really wanted to challenge him as a run blocker, so when he is on the field, which is a lot, teams just automatically think, well, he's going to be running a route. So they ran behind his side a lot in the preseason, and also, you want to keep some of your best stuff in your hip pocket during that time of year and save it for the opener. So I think Julius Thomas is definitely going to be involved. Last year he broke his hand in the preseason, missed the first four games, then spent the next month sort of reacclimating himself to the offense. He had one touchdown before, then he had a touchdown in four straight games. So, his numbers aren't going to be what they were in Denver because that offense was very elite. And here you have 2,000-yard receivers, so... But I think Julius is going to be a big part of the offense, and he's going to be a big matchup problem.
What does the addition of Chris Ivory do for the offense as a whole?
Well, they need him. They need him to spark a running game that last year stunk, and then when T.J. Yeldon got hurt, was terrible. And T.J. Yeldon may start the game on Sunday. He did first three preseason games, but Chris Ivory is going to get more carries. And what he brings is a physicality. He runs low to the ground. He can bounce off tacklers. And I think he's really helped T.J. Yeldon as well. Yeldon had a great preseason, physical back too. Pretty shifty, and he'll play on third down. So this running game needs to be better because ideally for this Jaguar offense, what they want to be is running game, play action, take shots down the field.
Ryan O'Halloran of the Florida Times Union joining us. Talk about those strikes down the field. Talking with all of the Packer defensive players this week, Ryan, they're all talking about how this Jaguar offense is a big play offense. And you look at the stats, and it bears that out. And Allen Robinson led the league in with 17.5 yards per catch. Are they still going to be that kind of big strike offense, or do they want to try to even it out a little bit more, as you say, with the running game?
Well, I think they're going to take their shots. Blake had 39 completions of at least 25 yards last year, tied for most of the league with Aaron Rodgers. So the stats bear out the Packers' comments. The only reason that those shots may go down is if they're in more games and they're running it more, and they have to throw a 18-yard touchdown instead of a 35-yard touchdown. So if the offense is developed the way they hope, they're going to be in position to maybe throw more touchdowns within the red zone.
So they won't need those big plays, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, they won't need them, but also, don't be surprised if the first play on Sunday is a 9-route down, around 50 yards down the field.
Sure.
Let's flip to the defensive side, if we could. Ryan, what's the story with Miles Jack?
Right now, the story is he is a second-round pick who is having to earn his way into the starting lineup, and fans here in Jacksonville are up in arms that Miles Jack won't start Sunday. I mean, they think he can play all three linebacker spots at once, for crying out loud. But I think, with Miles is he learned the middle linebacker spot in training camp, and now he's playing at weak side linebacker. Maybe they have a little bit of a plan for him to play 5 to 10 snaps in some sub packages Sunday to get him just get his feet wet a little bit. But talking to a couple of Jaguar players in the locker room yesterday, their comment about Miles is, athletically he's off the charts, but he's not ready to play every down in this league yet, just from a schematic standpoint and knowing where to go, because he made 4 tackles in the first 5 plays against Atlanta in the preseason game the other night. 2 of those plays, he was lined up in the wrong spot. He just uses athleticism to tackle a backup. That probably doesn't work again on Sunday.
Right. Talking with Ryan O'Halloran, Florida Times Union, here on the Fan Nation Fan Morning Show.
And a big story for the defense, Ryan, obviously the signing of Malik Jackson. What's he look like?
He's been solid. I mean, for that money, the stats for an interior defensive lineman aren't going to match that money. And it was interesting for Jackson. He came here and knowing that he would be playing in a 4-3 as a 3 technique every down defensive tackle, after the OTAs, the Jaguars told him, go home and lose 12 pounds. You're not here to stop the run. You're here to rush the passer. So he went and did that. He had a couple nice rushes in the preseason where he manhandled the guard. They'll talk about his versatility, but he's not going to play end here. He's just going to play tackle on every down. So, what they're really looking for is they got to have a better pass rush inside on third down. That would be Malik Jackson and most likely Cedric Marks.
Hey, Ryan, I got to ask you about Devon House, of course, a former Green Bay Packer. I always liked him here in Green Bay. At times, he appeared to be the best corner on the Packers. At other times, he would disappear. I thought his biggest problem here in Green Bay was lack of consistency, but I always liked him. How has he developed down in Jacksonville?
I think he's done a nice job. He set a club record last year with 20-plus pass breakups. And, that's a double-edged sword saying, well, why were they throwing at him a lot? Well, most of the time he was assigned to the best receiver. So they had him shadow a guy a couple times, and that created some down moments where he gave up some touchdowns with DeAndre Hopkins in the fourth quarter against Houston. But overall, I thought he got better as the season went along, because one thing he admitted, one is he was playing in a different climate, and that took some adjustment. But also, he wasn't used to playing 1,000 snaps. That's what he played last year. So he found he found his second wind, so to speak. And what he brought to this defense was he was the only corner on the team last year who wasn't afraid to gamble. That's how you get interceptions in this league. You don't get interceptions playing off coverage to prevent the big play. So that mentality will carry over this year. Now they've added Jalen Ramsey. Now they've added Prince Amukamara. And I think Devon House is going to have another chance to get some interceptions, because teams may shy away from Ramsey, especially.
Well, you said when we first started our conversation, Ryan, you thought it was a 7-9 football team. What do they have to do to maybe exceed your expectations and maybe meet some of those national expectations about being a playoff contender?
Well, they can't start 0-4, and that's their four games before the bye. This team has been terrible overall in the last 3 years, but they've been really bad at September. They've won one game. So if they can come back from London in week four at 2-2, then you might say, okay, this team finally has some confidence. The last 3 years, this team has always played better after their bye because they've gotten their bearings a little bit with the young players. So, you know, upsetting Green Bay on Sunday would do a lot for that. But you look at their first four games, guys: Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Andrew Luck. Tough assignment, and that includes trips to San Diego and London. So the schedule isn't doing them any favors. But we've never seen a Gus Bradley team that had any sustained momentum. If they can manage a split during these first 4 weeks, then I may be able to say, hey, this team could contend for a division title.